I'm the president of Historic Kenwood. We have Jeff Danner here, who's supposed to be hosting today. We obviously have a little bit of a slower turnout due to the weather. We're missing actually a couple of candidates here. We wanted to make the most of the time that we have and at least give the candidates a moment to speak. And then we're also going to look to reschedule where we can do a formal candidate forum. I'm going to hand it over to Jeff here in case you have anything else to add.
Yeah, so what we'll do is just one at a time, come up and give your quick stump speech, and they take a question or two if you want. But you know, while you're here, we're gonna hang out for a little bit because you probably get flooded leaving at the same time. So I'm gonna let Lindsay go first.
Are we? All right, thank you. I'm Representative Lindsay Cross. I represent District 60 here in St. Petersburg. It also includes portions of Pinellas Park and Lilman. Want to thank you guys for braving this weather. I know that we've had some significant rainfall in the past couple of weeks, and I know that that's an issue that's affecting people from Shore Acres inland to many of our areas around Pinellas County. A little bit about me. I'm an environmental scientist. I've lived in this community for over 2 decades, helped to clean up our water in Tampa Bay, and helped to improve the health of our local community members and our economy here. I was elected to serve you in 2022. So it includes neighborhoods like Historic Kenwood and North Kenwood. The boundary here is 34th Street is the western boundary and the north side of First Avenue North. So if you're south of there, you have Michelle Rayner as your representative. But since being elected in 2022, I've been working really hard and getting results for the people in District 60. A few of the things I've been able to accomplish include passing policies around affordable housing, providing tax incentives for larger multifamily units to try to increase the stock of affordable housing units so that we can address the needs of so many of our essential workers, whether those are law enforcement, healthcare providers, nurses, teachers in our community, making sure that people who work and serve in this community have the ability to live and raise their families. Other bills that I've been able to pass are related to public health and making sure that we are notifying the public when it's not safe to go in the water, and also looking at ways to reduce online predators through updates to statutes around digital voyeurism. So as a freshman, I'm proud to be able to get three of those policies across the finish line in my first term, and I've also brought millions back to the district to improve our infrastructure, to improve water quality, to support our arts community, to support our first responders, including our fire department here in St. Petersburg, reforms to criminal justice, restoring conservation areas within our community. And I'll just make a plug for some of the things that have been happening in Tallahassee. You probably all know about the attack on our state parks that just happened a couple weeks ago. Well, we are victorious in stopping the privatization of our state parks. And that's because citizens, residents of our state banded together and really made their voices heard and told our governor and legislators and our state agencies that they really value our wild Florida and these wild places. That's something that I've been working on for my entire career, and I think it underscores why it's important to have someone with my background who's up in Tallahassee, who's looking at how to make our communities more resilient, how to make sure that we have clean water and clean air. Other things I'm doing around resiliency are looking at the flooding issues that we're having, looking at ways that we can bring state money down directly to homeowners to allow them to make improvements to their properties so that their properties are more flood resistant as well as more wind resistant through programs like the My Safe Florida Home Program. I'm working closely with leaders at the city, the county, and the federal level to look at how we can address these issues that are becoming more prevalent within our community. And also just say there's many things that are happening in Tallahassee, a very extreme agenda that we've seen in my first term. And I'm proud that many of my votes were against some of the extreme policies, whether it's the extreme abortion ban that we have, whether it's stripping teachers and professors from the ability to teach history, whether it's banning books, attacks on our LGBTQ plus community. I don't think that reflects the values of us here in District 60 or in Pinellas County. And I'm going to continue to proudly speak against those bills, vote against them, and instead look at ways that we can better unify our community, work on the common sense bipartisan things that you elected me to do. I'm going to keep doing that work. I'm going to keep showing up in your community, at your homeowner association meetings, at art events, at your porch parties, because I care about each and every one of you, and I hope that I can earn your vote on or before November 5th. Thank you.
Oakley, you're next. good evening. I'm Copley Gertis, City Councilman, District 1. I actually don't have a race. I was lucky enough not to have an opponent, so I won't take up time for other candidates, but I wanted to be here to answer any questions and give any feedback I could. So I appreciate you having me. These neighborhoods are some of my favorite. I had a great experience being the chair of the CPPC for a couple of years, and a lot of that is in the surrounding neighborhoods, and so just really appreciate all that these neighborhoods do, both from historic preservation, arts, the whole nine yards, and just happy to be here, and thank you for the support over the last 3 years. It's been a blessed journey, and excited for the next four, so thank you so much for having me.
Mike. Thanks for the opportunity. My name is Mike Harding, and I grew up here. I went to Strikers Elementary School, Riviera Middle School, Northeast High School, and my family's been here ever since. My wife and I raised our three daughters here. We've lived in the same house for 21 years, and I worked in the hospitality industry my career, left the corporate world to come down and build a restaurant called Bella Brava down on Beach Drive. And 10 years ago, we left that and we opened a company called Three Daughters Brewing, which is right down the street. During all of that, the company Three Daughters, we involved it in as many charities as we possibly could, and we encouraged our team to go out and serve on boards. So I served on the board at the St. Pete Free Clinic and at All Children's, and then we decided to start our own foundation. And so the company now supports roughly about 150 charities a year at some level with some bigger projects. And this was the culmination of if you can, you should, what's next? And we decided to run for city council. So we're in District 3. We're over in Shrikers and Snow Isle. We actually live back in Placido Bayou, and the genesis of all this was we want our kids to come back. Our kids are now in college. Actually, we have one left here, but she gets her own car pretty soon, so she's off on her own. And the thought process was we want our kids to come back. And if our kids are going to move back here, this needs to be the same experience and available for them to raise their family. And so my focus and what I would like to accomplish is not what does the city do today, but what does the city look like in 20 years? What does it look like if we are able to invest in not just the issues that we have with the storm drains? That all needs to be fixed. But what do we grow the city into? What does it vision and look like in 10 years? And that's the basis of our campaign. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, everyone, for braving the weather and being here at my alma mater. I'm a proud Green Devil, class of 2002. I got a preview of this place a couple years ago. This is an amazing spot, this new cafeteria. And it's really a part of the story where, you know, especially in a place like Kenwood, where we're trying to balance a lot of the new and the growth of St. Pete with a lot of our great traditions. And I think that's something that people are unique that they care about in this place. And this is a place that I grew up in. I'm very passionate about. I love St. Pete, born and raised here, grew up in Shorecrest, graduated here of St. Pete High, went to St. Pete College, just kind of found myself at a crossroads as a young man and doubled down in the hospitality industry. Grew up in the business as a young bartender, then a young manager, young GM. And then I was able to open up my first restaurant back in 2016, the Gallia St. Pete Tavern, which is really kind of a love letter to our city. It's such a place that cherishes community and all the great things that people love about St. Pete, and doing all the homages to all the things we've got here, great Cuban sandwich and whatnot. We came out the gate strong and led through some crisis. Like, I remember the 2017 Irma was a very challenging time for us, and we got through that. We became a beacon for the community, and we just felt like that's part of our DNA. That's part of the things we're supposed to do. With that success, we expanded in 2019, opened up the Ship's Hold, which has become one of the great cocktail bars in Central Florida. Definitely check it out. And then in 2020, opened Mary Margaret's Old Irish Tavern on the Janus Block, who was supposed to celebrate their grand opening on March 17, 2020, the first day of COVID restrictions. So I got a very up close and personal look about how important local government is, how important elections are. And I just end up having all these issues just keep coming to my doorstep. You know, this flood water that was a challenge to get here. It took me about 40 minutes to navigate from Shore Acres to get here this evening. I know it's something we're all dealing with. It's not a unique problem with Shore Acres, but it's a thing that we all got to kind of figure out how we can best manage going forward. And I'm someone that's just a fighter by nature. I like my story. I like my past. I love this place that I'm from, but I want to continue to fight for it. I want to make it easier for people to open up their own small businesses like I've been able to do. Cut some of this red tape and some of the difficult nature of we're dealing with. There's an affordability crisis in St. Pete on many levels from many different facets. We need to address, but with some common sense solutions. We need to kind of simplify things a little bit. You know, when I hear things like Habitat for Humanity that has built something like 98 houses in St. Pete the last couple of years, goes through an arduous process with permitting every single time to build the same drawing of house. You know, there has to be a better way to kind of streamline some of these things. So I want to help out with that. And then, you know, we're all dealing with these rain events. You know, Debbie was a 1-in-100-year rain event. And this reminds me a lot of 2015 and 2016 that led to our sewage dumps that have really become a real albatross around us. I think it's critically important that we help address and mitigate this problem to the best of our ability. I want to bring regional partners together because, you know, if Gulfport's dumping and we're not, or Sarasota's dumping and we're not, it doesn't matter. It's all going to the same place. That our bodies of water, abandonment of waters, are critical to our quality of life and our economy here. So I really want to double down, get to work. I feel a great sense of responsibility from my direct firsthand knowledge with so many issues facing our city, from downtown to Shore Acres over here in the Kenwood. I'm just very proud of where we are in the race. We just won the primary 2 weeks ago. I'm just coming off a 10-day honeymoon. My wife and I had a delayed honeymoon. We just got married back in February. So they're all staying home out of this weather right now. But I'm here to listen. I want to find out what's going on in your neighborhood. I want to find out what's important to you. And I want to do the best I can to address it and move things forward for our city to make St. Pete the best it can be. Thank you very much. Check us out at PeteForStPete.com.
Hi there, I'm Tori Jocelyn, and I'm third generation Pinellas County, as is my husband. Grew up here since everyone's talking about high school, go Gibbs. I love our city. I have two kids, an 11 and a 12-year-old, and they're a big part of my driving interest in running. I'm here to bring transparency, unity, and common sense to city council. I have a small business background. I've been in real estate for almost 20 years. I own Lux Properties. And every single day, I am seeing first-time home buyers and average people who can no longer afford to stay in St. Petersburg. And that simply should not be happening. There's no reason that our workforce, those who are protecting us, police, fire, nurses, teachers, and anyone who wants to be able to live in St. Pete and who was raised here can't stay here. So I'm here to use my experience as a real estate broker to change that, to use common sense approaches to increase affordable housing, to pick the right developers so that money is not wasted on multi-million dollar projects. We can be spending much less per unit, and to make changes to our zoning so that we can even have more ADUs so that more people can be housed at an affordable rate. I also have worked for the past decade in the realm of child poverty and diaper needs. I am a diaper need advocate. I started my nonprofit Baby Cycle Diaper Bank almost 13 years ago, and we currently serve over 250,000 kids per year, and we distribute over 1 million diapers, and we do everything from car seats to pack and plays to strollers. We work with 33 different agencies. A few of them are Boley, Suncoast Center, and many I'm sure you guys have heard of or worked with as well. And my passion is really investing in and protecting and growing our children, because our children are the future of St. Petersburg. I worked most recently, it was 10 years that I've been working on this, but most recently a bill was passed, and that was to eradicate the tax on diapers. And I worked with Senator Book and Representative Escamani, and we successfully eradicated the tax on diapers for the state of Florida. So that's kind of been a big part of my life's work for the past decade. And when that ended, friends started asking if I was interested in politics. And my answer was absolutely not. I hate politics. But seeing a lot of what was going on in our city, I realized that if I can make a change at a state level, I most certainly could work hard and make a change at a local level. So I am not here for me. I'm here for you. I truly want to bring the power back to the people. I want every single one of you to feel comfortable coming and talking to me as your council person. I'll have an open door policy, and that stands for today as well. If you didn't get my info, please come get it. I will meet with you anytime. I'm happy to give you my cell phone number, my email, and talk about what's important to you, because truly what's important to you is what's important to me, because I'm going to be working for you. It's not the other way around. Transparency is something that's extremely important to me. I believe that anything anyone in government knows, the public should know as well. So that's something that I will absolutely fight for and make sure that the details of everything that's shared with me is shared with you as well, because you're taxpayers just like I am. And my money, and when I'm working with the money on government and a budget, I'm going to treat it like it's my money and your money. I have worked on a shoestring budget with my nonprofit for the past decade plus with a staff. So I know how to keep things lean, and that's exactly what I'm going to do with our budget. I think there's a lot of work that can be done, and having someone with a small business perspective, not only in real estate, but from working with a really tight budget in a nonprofit, is a way that I can help you all save money and hopefully save on taxes. You know, no more millage rate increases, even though it's gone down a little bit the past few years. I feel like we can lower it even more if I can find other ways to trim the fat. So I'm here to meet you guys, and I'm truly running, not just for me, but for you and our children and their children's children. I'm really thankful you guys came out in the rain. And don't worry, I'll fight for the flooding issues as well and increase infrastructure. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm truly thankful for the opportunity. So thank you all.
And just so you know, Councilmember Fink Sanders had a PST budget hearing tonight she couldn't avoid. And Lynn Gay Newton and Corey Givens were within a few blocks calling me, trying to figure out if they could get in. There he is. Come on, give you your chance real quick.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. My name is Corey Givens, Jr., and I am the people's candidate for St. Pete City Council District 7. Forgive my tardiness. I've lived in St. Petersburg my whole life, y'all, 32 years. And for the past week, getting home has been a journey every single day. I'm looking for a new path. The past 2 weeks, we've been getting those afternoon torrential rains. But I'm confident that the city has a plan for us to fix that. And we have to implement that city's plan, the infrastructure master plan that we have. We have a lot of issues here in St. Petersburg, but I'm confident that we have solutions to fix those problems. I've been born and raised here in St. Petersburg, graduated from Lakewood High School, CAP program. After that time, I went on to Florida State University, came back home, graduated from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg campus, and I got my degree in mass communications. From there, I started teaching in Pinellas County school systems. I taught in some of the toughest schools here in Pinellas County, and I worked with some what some might consider at risk, right? But what I found out was that these weren't at risk youth. What these were just youth who did not have opportunities. Now, I am also a preacher, right? So my job is to be a hope dealer. I'm not a dope dealer, I'm a hope dealer. My job is to get out there and to make sure that the community has hope. Hope in a brighter future, hope in a brighter tomorrow. That's what I've been focused on doing. Whether it's in our school systems here, Principal Darlene Lebo, she used to be my middle school Spanish teacher, actually. And so here she is now leading our high schools, and she's constantly involved and engaged in working with the community, making sure that we're part of our students' lives. Because I believe that city council isn't just a city council job, right? We have to make sure that we're working with our school boards, working with our families,
Kids deserve opportunities, and that starts with vocational and technical trade programs. So I'm willing to work with our school district to make that happen. I also believe that we need more opportunities for our parents, right? Because how can you send your kids to school and expect them to learn if you're struggling and working 2 and 3 jobs a time at a day, right? Just to make ends meet. We need affordable housing. I understand that what's affordable for some isn't affordable for all, right? So we need affordability for every income bracket, regardless of what our zip code is. I'm fighting to make sure that we have clean waterways, right? When torrential rains like this come to St. Petersburg, we want to make sure that we're not dumping that water back into our bay. We want to make sure that we have those leaking lateral pipelines under our homes. We want to make sure that we have a plan to fix those. And the city does have that. But what we need is someone who has a track record of working with others, someone who has a track record of building bridges, not destroying those. My endorsements don't come from politicians because I'm not a politician, y'all. I'm just like you. I'm a public servant. I'm a member of the local PTA. I'm a former president of the neighborhood association, and I'm someone who's committed and engaged, and I'm serious about making a difference. This isn't just another check on my resume. It's not the next notch on my political portfolio, but what this is an opportunity for me to take my service to the next level. I'm sweating, y'all, because I'm passionate, and I love what I do. I don't get paid to do this. I've never gotten paid to do this, but I do it because my heart is in it. I have my dad and my aunt here today. They're Bogusega Pirates, and they came to support this Lakewood Spartan because they believe in the future of St. Pete. They believe that we are greater together, y'all, and there is more that unites us than what divides us. So on or before November 5th, my ask is that you vote with your heart and that you vote with your wallet and that you vote your conscience, right? We've made the same mistakes over and over again. I am sick and tired of seeing politicians play musical chairs with our lives. It's time for us to take ownership, and it's time for us to take our streets back, and it's time for us to stand up and reclaim family values. I'm Corey Gibbons. My website is coreygibbons.com. That's where you can learn more information. If you have any questions, I'll be sticking around so you can chat with me. Have a great day, and thank you so much, Jeff.
And Quinlan showed up, too. We're all here now. A couple minutes. We're kind of changing our format now. Come on up and couple minutes to address before we head back out in the storm.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength, the Lord my Redeemer.
Good evening. Good evening. I just drove through 15 flooded streets. You have to say good evening. My wife, Melissa, and I was in a Honda Accord. I didn't have an SUV. We didn't pick our SUV, but I want to give a shout out to my wife. We just celebrated 34 years of marital bliss. You can clap to that. People don't stay married that long. Oh, I am former city council member Wingate Newton, District 7. I'm former state representative Wingate Newton. Served 2 terms in the Florida legislature, 2 terms on the city council, and I'm currently on the Florida the Florida Commission on Ethics. I'm a commissioner on the Florida Commission on Ethics. I'm endorsed by the St. Petersburg Firefighters, the Tampa Bay Times, Pinellas Realtors Organization, and Fort Pinellas. I thank honor and all the people that saw the wherewithal and the breath to endorse me because of the pedigree that I bring. Now, my opponent would have you believe with all the rhetoric about empty wagons and he'll need a government job, but I would challenge him. If you don't want a government job, to take his salary and give it to Metropolitan Ministries this night. Say that you won't take a city salary, you'll give it to Metropolitan Ministries. He's not even about the money. I built numerous relationships in Tallahassee. I built bridges. I brought home $20 million every year. I got 3 bills signed into law. I ran a $250,000 appropriation for the warehouse arts district. I've probably forgotten more about governance than he'll ever know. He's run multiple times and lost. That's what he's saying. So it's all been losses. But me, I was born and raised in Midtown South St. Pete. I know the value of the neighborhood association. I'm glad you guys came out. I served with Jeff Bannon, Leslie Coran, honorably. I also made relationships with governors and mayors and representatives all over this country. So I have no problem working with the other side. If you know Tallahassee, it's majority Republicans, what it is. So if you're going to get something done, you have to. You have this imperative that you
reach across the aisle and agree to disagree and work on bringing home money. I brought home $5 million a year for HIPPE. HIPPE is home instructions for parents for preschool youth, early learning for our young kids. They come into the home, they bring books, shapes, phonics, and colors so you can be your kid's first teacher. And all they ask you to do is cut that idiot box off for 2 hours and read to your children. Because if you don't, somebody else will. And they'll go something like this. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. So we have got to take the challenge back to our youth. I also brought in over $3 million for Happy Workers. That's a 100-year-old early learning institution in Midtown South St. Pete. Also, one I'm very proud of is Kind Mouth. Kind Mouth provides, they got something they call kibbles for the kids to have an extra bag of food to take home in the evening because some kids don't get enough to eat. I was one of those kids. And it's no, oh, it was a fire. And it's no shame in having food because we have food insufficiencies all over the city. And lastly, the St. Pete PAL, a city-owned building, roof was in disrepair, leaking, floor was all in disarray. The bathrooms were all shot. Speaker Sprouls, a Republican, came to me and said, Newt, I need you to carry the $6 million appropriations for the PAL. And I said, I'll do it. Brought home $6 million, had that place totally renovated. And the crime to that is that's a city-owned building. And the city's been in surplus since the Chrysler administration. If you don't know what a surplus is, that means you got all the money you need and a pile over here in case something happens. That was the Chrysler administration. He passed that over to the Wells administration. Same thing, all the money you need, a pile over here in case something happens. And we still were unable to provide for a renovation of that historic asset that services our police department and our youth. We also have food deserts all over the place within Midtown South St. Pete. With all the resources that we have. So I submit to you that the way is there. The way is there, but the will isn't. I've always been a vocal, visible advocate, the voice for the voiceless. Someone, if you told me something or question to ask, you asked the council meeting that question got asked. I always ask the uncomfortable, tough questions too, because I'm a steward of the taxpayers' access, resources, and money. We don't own nothing. You entrust us with that power for a finite amount of time. And we go out and we do what we do for you. Also, everybody that came into my office when I was on council, I kept my oath of office right in the front drawer. I always picked it out and showed it. And my oath of office is being a recipient of public funds. So by virtue of that, I work for you. So if you got a problem, I got a problem. I don't care what district you live in. If you call a new, we're going to address it. From the hot dog lady all the way down to getting pilot money for the Woodson Museum at the time. That's how they stayed afloat with the pilot and a little tax money from the Housing Authority. I would challenge you to go out to new7.com, N-E-W-T, the number 7.com. Click on accomplishments. There you'll see what's been done. Not talked about, but done. The checks that have been brought back, the organizations that have been helped, those relationships and bridges I built to be able to do that. I'm the only one in the race with council experience and legislative experience. And what that means is when the legislative session, I get to step onto the floor, get recognized by the speaker, and lobby my colleagues for resources and money that help move St. Pete forward. I'm Wendy Newton. I need your vote November 5th to bring this on home. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for everybody showing up. We're going to decide in a few days whether we're going to try and reschedule this. Glad everyone's here. I know it might be a challenge. But I think it's important for these candidates to see that when these neighborhoods have an issue, we can fill a room with people. And unfortunately, the rain stopped that today. That's why we picked a place this big. We were concerned we weren't going to have enough room. You got a lot of really active neighborhoods, really active voters. And I think it's important that all of you see that. So we are going to have that discussion and try and maybe schedule it sometime next month. And bring you back, have some back a little more back and forth. Glad to hear from everyone today. Thanks for everyone for coming out. Watch your email from your district presidents and this group. If we do decide to reschedule it, we want to fill this place up and show what the heart of St. Petersburg really is. So thank you.